When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins of the Mayors and Bing's guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Christian Fourcade. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Ken. So with the... We've got Rosemary Clooney and Christian Fourcade. Those are our guests for tonight, eh?
Mm-hmm. Who is Christian Fourcade?
Ken, are you starting a contest or are you seeking information? Are you conducting a panel here? What are you doing?
I'm just seeking information.
Well, Christian Fourcade plays the little boy in Little Boy Lost. That's a film we're shooting now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's a fine child actor from Paris. And if you weren't such an isolationist, you'd know that.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't get around much, you know. I don't get...
Well, after all, if you were in touch, if you were au courant, you would know that Christian Fourcade in France is just as well known as Crepe Suzette.
Oh, I've seen her.
Oh,
No.
All the dear old dead days of the minstrels are back, I see. But, Ken, to get along here now musically, I see that the opening selection is Sleigh Ride. John, drop that baton and let's proceed.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy-up, 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 let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand.
Just hold in your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a glittering fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing up a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the song we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireside where we watch the chestnut pop,
pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and that pumpkin pie,
it'll nearly be like a picture print by Currier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just to hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Let's take that road before us and sing up a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ding, 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 ding,
I
like that.
Oh, I like that. Very much.
Winfrey?
Spirit of the season.
Chris,
wonderful.
Yes.
Say, Bing, would you care to hear a little rondelay, I just dash so?
What am I going to do about it? You're between me and the door.
You're well trapped, are you? All right,
trapped.
Here it comes.
Yes.
I came, I saw, said Julius Caesar. my heart was conquered by GE's Food Freezer. Food stored for months still tastes new. I stuffed myself madly, and Brutus ate too.
Someone hand me my broadsword.
No, seriously, though, you know, this General Electric Food Freezer is really a dandy. You can enjoy any kind of food, any season of the year, and always be prepared for any emergency.
And think of this, my friends. With a General Electric Food Freezer, you can sit yourself down and feast on fall corn in February, oysters in July. You really enjoy yourself. And what I mean, enjoy.
And Bing, a General Electric Food Freezer saves you money because you buy foods in quantity when prices are low. You take advantage of special food bargains. Plus which, the new GE Food Freezer costs 13% less to operate than before. The price? About $4.71 a week after a small down payment.
Well, you can't beat that. And you know this GE Food Freezer is decked out with the same sealed-in mechanism that's kept more than 3.5 million General Electric refrigerators in service 10 years or longer. Now, even me, obtuse as I am, I can figure out that that amounts to real dependability. Why don't you corner your GE dealer concerning a General Electric food freezer tomorrow? Up earlier in the program, we made some mention of Christian Fourcade, the French boy who plays the little boy in Little Boy Lost. In introducing Christian, I'd just like to say a few things about him. I'd like to tell you that he's quite bright, very talented lad. He's only 8 years old, and he's already appeared in 12 French pictures. He's had important roles in 3 plays, and he's also quite a radio star over in Paris. Just to show you that this boy doesn't just sit around reading comic books, he also makes phonograph records. Here now is my little friend, the petit Parisian Arthur Godfrey, Christian Fourcade.
Christian?
Let's get right up there on the box, Christian. It's a pleasure to have you with us, mon ami.
Merci, mon ami.
Folks, I've got to let you in on a little something here. Even though Christian doesn't work in the picture that we're doing every day at Paramount, he always seems to be at the studio.
That's right.
You know, Christian, you don't have to hang around Paramount when you're not working.
I know, but I have a very good friend at Paramount, and I like always to be near my friend.
Well, thanks, pal. May I say that I think you're a pretty swell guy, too.
Please, do not misunderstand me.
Well, I understand.
What I mean is I come at Paramount every day because you are there, but also because somebody else is there.
Someone else at Paramount? My goodness, don't tell me you got a crush on Bob Hope, too.
Bob Hope?
Yeah.
He's on your picture to go fight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Folks, Christian just told me in French that Hope has a nose to stick in cakes. Il est né un piqué de la gaufrette, hein?
Did I say something wrong?
No, you said something right.
Just like you told me. Eh?
Yeah, that's... Ah oui, exactement. Just like I told you. But tell me, Christian, who else is it that you like at Paramount? Who is it now? Is it Bill Holden?
Oh, Monsieur Holden is a wonderful actor. But the person I love is somebody else.
The person you love? Christian, don't tell me.
Yes.
A girl, huh?
Not sure.
So, you have found romance, huh?
Vive la France!
Vive la France! Well, now, just who is this girl, Christian?
She's as sweet as Minute Maid fresh frozen orange juice.
Thanks for the plug.
Just like you told me to say.
Just exactly. All right, Christiane, out with it. Now, who is this girl who intrigues you so much? I'm your pal. You can tell me.
No, c'est un secret d'amour.
Secret d'amour, huh? Well, Christian, I must tell you, a secret like this doesn't keep very long in Hollywood. If you don't tell me, I'm certain to read about it in the Luella's column.
I guess I must tell you because I want you to help me.
Isn't this amazing? 8 years old, and he's in love with a girl. When I was this kid's age, I thought girls were boys.
We will get to your problem another time.
Okay, Okay, now, Christiane, about this girl you're in love with. How far has this romance gone?
Not far enough.
Patience, my boy.
I am a Frenchman.
I understand.
What I mean to say is I am in love with this beautiful girl, but she does not know it.
Oh, I see. And you want me to set you in with a girl, huh? Well, I'll do it, but first you got to tell me the girl's name.
All right. The beautiful lady who I love is Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney?
Formidable.
Oh, formidable, vraiment.
I am Looney for Clooney.
Steady now, easy now, Christiane. I don't like to disillusion you, but I think your romance with Rosemary is just a little ridiculous.
I don't see why. She is not married.
That's right, that's true. And Rosemary is beautiful. She's talented, charming, lovely girl, but you are only 8 years old.
For Rosemary, I will grow up very quickly.
Well, never let it be said that I'm not Cupid's little helper. As soon as Rosemary arrives, I tell her to do. I'll put in a good word for you, Christiane.
Put in many good words. I will be listening.
And where will you be?
I will be hiding behind the piano.
You're going to hide behind the piano, huh? Well, you better slide behind the Steinway right now because it's time to bring Rosemary in.
I go, but do not forget, bring me up.
Okay. I'll do my darndest.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance.
Vive l'amour.
Vive l'amour. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to present America's foremost songstress, the Paramount Picture star, who will shortly be seen in The Stars Are Singing, Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Rosemary. Say, you've changed since rehearsal. You've got a new ensemble. You look wonderful.
Well,
may I say that?
Yes, please do.
And your gown is really exciting. It's very chic.
What happened?
Either someone's tuning the piano or Buddy Cole fell off his stooling.
Oh.
Big laugh out of the orchestra with the union. But, Rosemary, to get down to business, I hope you won't think I'm forward or anything, but there's a very good friend of mine here, a fellow who's very anxious to meet you.
A friend of yours wants to meet me?
Mm-hmm.
Is he attractive?
Come see, come saw. Actually, come to think of it, Rosemary, this is a very attractive man he is. He's got very dreamy eyes, sort of reddish-brown hair, very continental, quite handsome.
Sounds wonderful. How tall is he?
How tall? Oh, he's about 3'11".
Well, Bing, I'm awfully busy now with pictures and recordings and television. I don't know if I can squeeze in a date, even if it is only 3'11".
Well, you'd like this fellow, Rosemary. He doesn't drink or smoke, doesn't run around with women.
Some other time, Bing.
Okay.
I hear your picture's going very well.
Oh, yes. We have a wonderful French cast, you know.
Yes, and that little French boy, mm-hmm. Christian Fourcade.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a doll. Every time I see him, I feel like picking him up and squeezing him.
You feel like squeezing him? Well, then everything is just dandy because Christian is the fellow I wanted to introduce you to.
I hardly think that's necessary, Bing.
What do you mean?
Well, he's had lunch in my dressing room every day this week.
Well, vive la France. Come on out here, Christian.
Oh, is Christian here?
Is he here? Here he comes right now. Come on, Christian, get back up here on the box. There you are.
Bonsoir, Rosemary.
Bonsoir, Christian.
Why don't you pick me up and squeeze me?
Well, Christian, I think right now it's time for Rosemary's song.
Okay, we squeeze later.
I tell you, the French are just not overrated one bit. What's your song, Rosemary?
I thought I'd do You'll Never Know How Much I Love You. And I dedicate this number to Christian.
Well.
But that's what it is, isn't it?
No. Not bad at all. Congratulations. Go ahead, Rosemary. Now, come on, Christian. You and I will go over here and grab ourselves a seat.
Never know just how much
I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know.
He's taking that pretty big, wasn't he? Say, Ken, I got a riddle here for you. Tell me what's red hot and real cool.
Well, now, Daddy-O, I'd reckon it to be the famous speed cooking cow rod unit on one of those real cool General Electric Stratoliner ranges.
How did he know? But, Ken, there's one special feature of this terrific Stratoliner that will set the damsels a-twittering over their teacups.
You'll refer, of course, to the three-way oven. Actually, three wonderful ovens in one. A big oven, a smaller oven, a broiler. It can be a speed oven for your everyday single-shelf cooking. Then, supposing you need capacity, you convert this baby to a whopper of a master oven. In that size, it holds two shelves of baking or a 30-pound turkey.
Or a basking shark.
Third off, you can use this oven for broiling. Real GE charcoal-type broiling.
Engrossing, Ken. Engrossing indeed. And to corral the last few diehards...
The deep well fryer.
Ah, the deep well fryer. This is a shiningly new idea. It's built right into the range. Turns out such palate-pleasing perfectos as French fried chicken, potatoes, and golden donuts. Whomped up with all the savoir-faire of a professional chef.
Check, Bing. And the cost of the Stratoliner... Only about $4.48 a week after a small down payment.
My friends, cut through the back alley, huh? To your General Electric dealers real soon. Get a look at this great General Electric Stratoliner range. And now, Rosemary, would you care to do a number with me?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Oh, you're a game girl. Well, along about Christmas, Mr. Hope, Miss L'Amour, and myself will be released in a Technicolor musical entitled The Road to Ballet.
Oh, another road picture, huh? Right. What's the story about, Bing?
Well, I don't believe it has any, but they do say it's fairly jolly. Among the dandy tunes in this Technicolor tickler is a tune titled On the Merry-Go-Runaround.
Oh, I know that one. It should make a good double.
That's what I mean. You want to have a go at it?
Okay with me.
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound.
But you smile at me, and around I go on the merry-go-round.
And you build me up till the sky seems low. Then plop, I hit the ground.
But you hold my hand, and around I go on the merry-go-round.
When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can you say?
just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say hold. I've tried to get unwound.
But you kiss me once and around we go on the merry-go-round around. But you hold my hand and around we go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound?
Now what the deuce can you say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound.
But we kiss once again, and around we go on the merry-go-round. A merry-go-round, a merry-go-round around with you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you very much. You know, folks, Christian has a little French novelty song for us that he wants to sing. It was written especially for him by Charles Dumel, the famous French composer. It's a song about a little boy who, in his mind, imagines that he's the admiral of a magnificent fleet. Makes his own ships with pieces of wood and string and gives them grandiose names and mans them with swashbuckling crews. Little boy loves the sea, but he lives in the big city where there's no ocean. But he's very happy, and he always dreams about boats, 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 and Rosemary Clooney. Which certainly makes very nice dreaming. Christian, allons, anchors away.
Pourquoi n'ai-je pas la chance d'habiter au bord de l'eau? À tout bout de champ, je pense au joli bateau. Aussi à chaque examen, mes parents me gâtent. Ils m'achètent un sous-marin ou une belle frégate. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout les temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement. Avec des bouts de ficelle, quelques vieux morceaux de bois, de fragiles caravelles sortent de mes doigts. Je leur donne des noms aux flancs, leur crée des voyages. Je donne à mes bâtiments tout un équipage. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout le temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement. Tous mes rêves d'aventure, même quand la nuit je dors, ne sont faits que de mâtures et de vastes ports. Dans mon sommeil, le roulis berce ma jeunesse. Dans les plus lointains pays, je roule sans cesse. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout les temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement.
That was wonderful, Christian. I really enjoyed it. And now, Ken, shall we set sail on the washing wonders of a General Electric automatic washer?
Gladly, Captain Bly. People, clothes come whiter, brighter, and cleaner than snow at Christmas time when you wash them in a General Electric automatic washer. Man, this baby soaks the clothes, flexes them, rinses them again, and then spins them so dry you can start caressing them with the iron almost immediately.
Oh, Ken, that's peachier than the Copa Chorus Club. And I believe the secret lies in the initials, AA.
Mm-hmm. That's Activator Action, Bing, developed by General Electric.
Amen. Activator Action launders your duds individually, piece by piece, sock by sock. Just the way a hand laundress would, and it does it very gently.
And so very automatically. What's more, in this General Electric automatic washer, you've got a small load selector that saves you pails and buckets of hot water.
Kenmore, the crass subject of price?
Oh, price isn't crass at all, Bing. Only about $3.94 a week after a small down payment.
Mes amis, you want to leave the local gentry gasping at the brightness of your laundered duds? Then see your GE dealer. He's hiding General Electric automatic washers in there. Batter down the door and get next to one, huh? Rosemary Clooney and to Christian Fourcade for dropping in this evening. Folks, here's a reminder to buy your Christmas seals. Join in the 46th annual Christmas seal sale and help stamp out tuberculosis. Hope to see you then, same time, same station next week when our guest will again be Rosemary Clooney and also Joe Venuti will be with us. Meanwhile, remember GE's fabulous dependability. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Thank you all and good night.
Thank you. General Electric was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Joe Venuti.